For we will rise when you call our names. And we will hear you, Master. And we will wait on you, my Lord. And while we are here, Master, we'll do as pleases to you. We'll walk according to your ways. We'll heed your voice. We will submit to your spirit. We will proclaim your precepts. We will obey your commands. And we will follow your statutes. For we are men who are frail. Undone without you, Master. Undone. For we have tried and failed every time. And we ask tonight, Master, for your forgiveness in every area where we've offended you. Open our eyes to see you, Master, our ears to hear you, and our hearts to receive. Wash us with the blood, purge us with your presence, and fill us afresh that we may be one with you, allowing us to walk with you heart to heart, hand to hand, and cheek to cheek. Oh, Master, dress us with your presence and your glory. Fill us and establish us. Position us and perfect us. Sever us from the entanglements and affairs of this world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Loose us from life's limitations and ungodly agreements. And fulfill your word that says, he who is in Christ is a new creation, and old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Right now, today with you. Not looking back, but pressing towards the upward call of God upon each and every life here today. For it is you who have kept us alive. It is you who has sustained us. And it is you who has pulled us from darkness and filled us with your loving sunlight. And we look to you, Master, as our deliverer and our healer and our hope and strength in life. So grant us more wisdom tonight. Grant us more revelation, understanding, and impartation. Loose us from the carnality wisdom. And the carnality understandings. That the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of Christ, would have his way in us and through us, and that Jesus would be glorified in every life here tonight, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, hallelujah. Give somebody a hug and tell them this is your night. Oh, God is good, isn't he? All the time. Glory to the Lamb. I was just quick into a scripture I want to go to. How many of y'all know God's on the move? No doubt. Things are definitely happening. And, you know, we got to be ready in season and out, don't we? I was discussing something with the Lord, and he just put something on my heart in the area of, you know, there is so much delusion right now in the world. And one of the things the enemy wants to do is infiltrate the body to cause delusion. Because he fears us. And the reason why he fears us is because we're holding his kingdom back from prospering. It's the body of Christ that holds the kingdom of darkness back from prospering. Even though sometimes it looks like it's prospering, it's not really prospering. It seems like it's really prospering, it's moving, it's gaining ground. But in true reality, there are many people who are dying, but they've been saved. So they've been taken and taken out of the way before they went to hell. Are you listening? You know, the Bible tells us that the Lord desires no one to be lost. So if he desires no one to be lost, what he does is he allows certain events and certain things, even disasters, to happen so that people would come to their senses or the fear of death would be manifested because, you know, there are many people who fear death. And as a believer, we shouldn't look at fearing death. Death is not the end, it's the beginning. If you're right with God, But if you ain't right with God, man, you're fearing death, let me tell you. Because you know where you're going. And it's not sandy beaches and the hot sun. It's called hot coals, for example. But in this delusion that many, that's happening right now globally, and the infiltration of the enemies trying to bring this into the body of Christ, one of the things that the Spirit was sharing with me is about perception. Perception. And one of the things that when Samuel was anointing, and he was anointing kings, because Samuel was called as a prophet of the Lord and the voice of God. And one of the things that when he was looking for David, and God said to him, you know, because he was anointing all of Jesse's sons, you know. And King David was one of them, but he wasn't there when Samuel was anointing them. And he said, well, I guess maybe I was mistaken. Maybe I didn't hear God right. And I was supposed to come here and anoint this new king. And one of the things the Lord explained to Samuel, he says, listen, man, you know, you judge by sight, but I judge by the Spirit. Especially, you know, now when David came up and so forth, and he was out there with the sheep. He wasn't doing the things that was expected as like a warrior. But Samuel didn't know that God had already visited David. He already anointed him before Samuel came to anoint him. So when David showed up, Samuel's like, wait a minute, is this the dude? And the Lord said, listen, don't judge by sight, but I judge by the heart. In other words, there was a perception that was established, are you listening, that set a limitation on Samuel of how he perceived things. Is everybody okay? And in this is one of the areas where the devil is working mightily. I want you to understand that the Lord always tells us what Satan's tactics are. Because the Spirit tells us things to come, and he guides us to all truth. And the reason why there's so much delusion now in the world is because of limitations of perceptions. Why? Because these limitations of perception, when there is a limitation of perception, in other words, a person can't perceive correctly, then he can't discern either. That's why for some of us, it's like it's amazing in the area that how can somebody proclaim to be a believer but vote for someone that kills children? I just don't get it. And then they justify themselves because they want change. But see, here's an area where they want something and hope, but can't see what is behind the humanite of whether it speaks truth or lie. Because the limitation of perception has been invaded by the enemy because he has set limitations. So they can't discern, can they? Is everybody with me? And that is what's happening right now. And there are areas in how the devil sets limitations on us and sets our perceptions to a limitation so that we cannot discern and then we can't walk by faith. And these are areas where we must be careful. Remember, the Bible says that the world is lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Those are limitations, aren't they? They are caused by the enemy to bring limitations on human beings. It keeps them in an area of deception. And the Word also tells us that he who wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. And the reason why he makes himself an enemy of God is because God can't trust him. Anyone that God can't trust is his enemy. Do you have friends you can't trust? You may call them your friends, but true reality in your heart, they're your enemy. You cannot trust them. Even they portray to be your friend. They may hang with you. Yeah, man, you may love them and everything, but you don't trust them. Why? Because they're your enemy. If you can't trust someone, they become your enemy. If a person can't discern what's right, what's wrong, what's holy and unholy, what's clean and unclean, they're your enemy. Are you listening? Turn your word to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 9. Matthew 9 and verse 27. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. It says, when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him. Isn't that wild? Two blind men followed him. Praise God. I love it. And you know, they must have had some kind of help. And in this, but they were following him. So there was obstacles and hindrance in the way, weren't there? I mean, but they followed him because their perception. Now, they couldn't see, could they? They were blind physically. But their perception of Jesus caused them to follow him. And they were crying out and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said to him, yes, Lord. Now, Jesus knew their thoughts, didn't he? They didn't ask to be healed, did they? They didn't say anything. He just said to them, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Why? Because they were following Jesus to get healed. Are you listening? So their perception was that Jesus was the healer, and they believed because they had faith to believe, because nothing was limiting their faith because of limited perceptions. Is everybody okay? And Jesus turned to them and said, do you believe I am able to do this? Now, they didn't ask for nothing, did they? But Jesus knew. And what did they say? Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. According to your what? Your faith, let it be to you. Now, according to your faith, so many times people think that there's blind faith. There's not blind faith. Faith is not blind. Faith can see. Faith is the area where you see spiritually. And faith, what he was saying is, for me and you now, the level of our faith is the level of our connection with God. Are you with me? The level of your faith is the level of your connection with God. If your relationship with Him is strong and your connection with Him is strong, you will have strong faith. If your relationship with Him is weak, you will have weak faith. Is everybody okay? Hebrews 11. So there are things that the devil wants to do and put limitations on because it says it's according to your faith, right? So who would not want you to have strong faith? The devil. So what's he going to try to do? Put limitations on your faith. Why? Because that's your connection with God. Faith is your connect. The level of faith is your connection with God, your relationship with Him in that arena. Faith is not blind. Faith can see, can it? In Hebrews 11 and verse 6, is everybody there? Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Let's read this together. But without faith it is what? Impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who what? Diligently seek Him. So an individual that diligently seeks the Lord, their faith will be what? Increased. A person that doesn't diligently seek the Lord, they don't have much faith. Because if you notice something, when a person begins to backslide, their faith gets real weak, don't they? Because they stop diligently seeking the Lord and they begin to backslide. The first place of a person backslides is in prayer. If the devil can put limitations on their prayer life, he knows he can put limitations on their faith life. And he knows he can put limitations on their relationship with God, then he can access them. Verse 7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen. Of what? Things not yet seen. So Noah was warned. In other words, God spoke to Noah, didn't he? And now Noah didn't see it, but he believed. Moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is according to his faith. So here Noah was warned. Now the Bible says faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing the word of God. So Noah heard God. When God speaks, it's called the word of God. This is not the only word of God. Are you listening? This is a written word of God which was recorded, but you better have a relationship with God so you know his voice. So we must come to a place where not only we believe that he's a rewarder, but he's that only those who truly believe that he's a rewarder are those who truly diligently seek him. Again, Noah moved by faith because of what he heard. Because faith is spiritual sight. So even though he didn't see it, he did see it spiritually. Are you listening? Faith comes again by hearing if it is interpreted or perceived correctly. If it is interpreted or perceived correctly. Is everybody with me? See, the enemy wants to put limitations on your faith by putting limitations on your perceptions. And how you receive things and how you perceive things. Limitations of perception cause an individual the inability to discern God's time, vision, thoughts, translations, enemy's tactics. All of these things will set limitations. I want to say this again. Limitations of perception cause an individual the inability to discern God's time, vision, thoughts, interpretations, and the enemy's tactics. Is everybody with me? Is everybody okay? Turn to Isaiah 6. Isaiah chapter 6. In verse 6, would you read it with me, please? Isaiah 6 and verse 6. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged." Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." And he said, "Go, and tell this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull. Their ears are heavy. And shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and what? Be healed." So obviously there was limitations of perceptions, which they were seeing, but they weren't really seeing. They were seeing and not understanding. They were hearing and not being able to interpret because of the perceptions. The limitations of perception was causing them to see differently and hear differently of what was being spoke and what God was showing them. Are you listening? Did you ever speak to someone and go, and they be talking and you're trying to explain something, and man, they just don't get it. I mean, they just don't get it, man. It's like, what's up? Do you know why? Because of their perception. There's been limitations set on them because of in their perception, which they cannot discern, so they can't comprehend it. I had a guy approach me today, and because we do jail ministry, and it was just, you know, the Spirit moves in all kinds of different ways, and I just when I got there, I just started sharing some things what the Spirit was giving me and in the area of limitations and so forth. But one of the things that was brought up about inherited curses, in other words, you are what you've inherited. And he came up and said to me, well, I'm responsible for myself. I said, yes, but you are what you've inherited. He said, well, I just don't believe that. I said, well, you're deceived. It's real simple. Have you read the Bible about generational curses? And he says, I read the Bible. Of course, he would not admit he didn't read that. I said, you either believe the whole Bible or you don't. You can't believe what you want out of the Bible to fit your life. You either believe it all or you don't. And so I said to him, well, have you ever gone to the doctor and the doctor asked your family, does anybody have diabetes or heart disease or anything? He said, yes, my mother has diabetes because of the way she eats. I said, no. Your mother has diabetes because it's in the blood, because a curse came and has been brought down the family line. So he couldn't get it because nobody in his family that he knew was in jail, but he was. And I was like, it's got nothing to do about being in jail. You are what you've inherited. Either you break the curses off of your life and receive your true inheritance, or you stay just the way you are, blind and stupid. So anyways, I mean, I didn't call him blind and stupid, you know, but that was my thought. I delivered it in another way. You idiot. No, I didn't do that either. I just shared with him that he was blind and deceived, and if you wanted to go on living that way, go ahead. Don't bother me. And then, of course, I shared with everybody that freedom is learned, because if you don't learn, you'll burn. It's real simple. So either you're going to submit to the things of God or you're not. But why do people not submit to the things of God? Because limitation. Limitations of perception have put limitations on our faith and our life. How you perceive something. And that perception comes from the enemy. And the Holy Spirit is always trying to break that off and sever it, so that we can perceive and see what God wants us to see, what He wants us to hear, and what He wants us to receive. And until those limitations are broke, you will not be able to discern correctly. Now, they became dull to discern because of the limitation placed on their perception, not seeing or hearing what God is showing them or saying, because the discernment of the flesh, are you listening? Was not of the Spirit. They were discerning by the flesh. See, these limitations will cause you to discern by the flesh instead of discerning by the Spirit. So they saw through the flesh and they heard through the flesh, not by the Spirit. Is everybody okay? Go to 1 Corinthians 2. Limitations of perception. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. So, you know, yes, we know that the devil blinds. He's the ruler of this earth. He blinds. But one of the things we want to know is, how does he do it? We know that people were born with blinders, right? Well, what about when a person gets born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost, and goes backwards instead of forward? Limitations of perception. They've come in agreement with a perception, and it set a limitation on them. And I'm telling you, God wants to cut that off and pop us out. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Is everybody there? In verse 6. 1 Corinthians 2 in verse 6. However, we speak what? Wisdom among those who are what? Mature. Yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, who are coming to what? So the rulers of this age are coming to nothing. Do you understand that? Do you know why they're coming to nothing? Because the limitations of their perception has brought them into bondage. They cannot discern correctly. They can only see through the flesh and hear through the flesh, not by the Spirit. They are caught up in this time. If you are caught up in this time, you are bound. See, because we should always look beyond time. Doesn't that give you encouragement? Why? Because you know that this time of suffering is only a moment. Even though it's been about 20 or 30 years, you know. But what awaits us is much greater. So we can get encouraged by looking beyond time and go into eternity. Now, in verse 7, I want to read it again. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would have not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who what? Love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit does what? Searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? So what's the devil trying to do? Keep you relying on the carnal man. So you can only see carnally and receive carnally, hear carnally, and can't discern correctly. Even so, no one knows the things of God except the what? Spirit of God. Verse 12. Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are what? Spiritually discerned. So only by the Spirit of truth, only by the Holy Spirit are you able to break through these areas where the Holy Spirit will begin to reveal in your life those limitations of perception that you have or that we've come in agreement with. Are you listening? You know, some people can't give up their friends. Is everybody with me? Some people can't give up their friends. Some people can't give up their spouses. Some people can't give up their children. Now, I'm not telling you to throw them away. Hello. But what I'm sharing with you, some people can't give up themselves. The Bible says, Jesus said, if you want to follow me, you must hate your mother, your sister, your brother, your wife, your husband, your children. In other words, he must be first. He must be first. And these are areas where limitations of perception cause an individual to not keep God first. Codependency. All of these areas in our life today, the devil wants to keep us bound so that we cannot go forward, so that we cannot see correctly, so that we cannot hear correctly. In other words, we want to see what God wants us to see, don't we? We want to hear what God wants us to hear. We want to know God's time. But in those things, the only thing that prevents an individual from not getting to that place are limitations of perceptions, because they're perceiving something out of the flesh instead of out of the spirit. Is everybody okay? Some of y'all are looking at me strange. Isaiah 42. Like, this guy's nuts. Yes, I am. I'm crazy about Jesus. Isaiah 42. Verse 18. 42:18. Read it. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant? Or deaf as my messenger whom I send? Who is blind as he who is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? Seeing many things, but they do not what? Observe. They do not what? They observe. They can't observe. Opening the ears, but he does not what? Hear. See, so in this limitation, individuals cannot observe correctly. Did you ever say something to someone and man, they just twisted it all around? It's like, man, I didn't even say that. Limitation of perception. They could not perceive it correctly. Are you getting this? Or they'll come up to you later and say, man, don't you remember I told you this and that? And you're like, what? Well, yeah, you told me this. No, I didn't. Hallelujah. Because they can't observe. They can't see. In other words, they can't see and they can't receive or hear correctly. It's always twisted because of the limitation. So everybody, why? Because they have a perception. It's dull. It's been clogged. They're not able to get it correctly. And these limitations that set up an individual prevent them from walking in the fullness of faith and prevent them from able to discern the things from the Spirit. Go to Matthew 13. Matthew 13. In verse 10. Is everybody there? Matthew 13, verse 10. Let's read this together, please. And the disciples came to Jesus and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not what? See, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which it says, hearing you will hear and not shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and do not see it, and did not see it, and hear what you hear and did not hear it. Now, in other words, many are able to see him and hear him, but the limitations set on their perception limits their faith, and they can't discern what he is saying. Are you listening? In other words, they can't discern what he is saying. They don't understand it. Many times the Spirit will speak to you in different ways, and he'll speak to you in dreams and visions and so forth. And with limitation of perception, you won't know what he's saying. That sometimes he'll speak to you in symbols. And it's those things seem to occur over and over and over. And he's trying to say something with you because he's setting the language between you and him. You know, that's why the world... In the world, they're not receiving the things of God. They don't fear God, do they? There's no fear of God there. Because the limitations of perception of godliness has blinded them. They cannot see. They've come in agreement with things that have brought bondage and fear. But the wrong fear, it's not the fear of God, it's the fear of man. Ezekiel 13. You know, one of the things that happens in these limitations, especially in a limitation of perception, is the enemy causes you not to see the end result. In other words, this country is in such delusion because of the limitations of perception that they have no idea what the end result is going to be. In other words, when people backslide and they get involved in sin and fornication, they're only thinking about the moment because they're caught in time. Because they've come in agreement with the limitations of perception. So they can't see. They know that it's bad. They know that it's not right what they're doing. But they cannot, and they know that they could go to hell. But see, they can't see it. They can't see the end result. There is that perception, that dullness, that puts a blindness over it. Even though they know those things, but they can't see them. Does everybody understand that? And decisions that we make, every decision we make, everything that we choose to agree with, we must be able to see the end result. If we'll see the end result. Now, I'm not saying that God's going to give you a full blueprint. But we walk by what? Faith. Now, faith is connected with God, isn't it? So listen, your faith is going to bring you the perception or the vision of the end result. And that's going to give you hope, isn't it? Because hope is future faith. So you may have things that are in your heart that's from God. And that you're working on things right now pertaining to now. But the things that you're working on now are going to be assisting you in the vision of the things that he has showed you. So that you can actually, because you're always able to see the end result. You're always walking in the end result. And that hope, whether it be business, whether it be ministry, whether it be relationships, no matter what it is. You know, I knew that according to the Word of God and my relationship with the Lord, that my daughter one day would be saved. Now she's 36 years old, but I didn't see her for many years because she found out where her dad was an idiot and didn't want to have anything to do with me. But the one thing I stood on, I could see her standing before God. I saw it. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, if I never see my daughter now on this planet, on this side, you said my house will be saved as long as I'm right with you. And I gave her to the Lord. So I knew that, because see, the end result is the most important, isn't it? It isn't now. What would be, okay, so if you see your children now and they end up in hell, what fun would that be? See, so the end result was I saw her standing before the Lord. And when I did that, it was just a short period of time afterwards that she showed up. And a short period of time after that, she got saved. Why? Because the limitation of perception wasn't there. It was removed. So everybody got it. And that's an area where we must constantly remove them from us. And the enemy tries to snare us with them every time. And I'll talk about how they get snared. In Ezekiel 13, is everybody there? And let's start at verse 1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy out of their what? Own heart, or out of their flesh. Hear the word of the Lord, they say. Thus says the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit, and having seen what? Nothing. In other words, there's the limit of perception has caused them to see something out of their heart instead of out of the heart of God. So what they see, God says, you ain't seen nothing. And you're speaking and saying these things that you see, but they're not from me. O Israel, your prophets are like foxes in the deserts. You have not gone up into the gates to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in the battle on the day of the Lord. They have envisioned futility and false divination, saying, thus says the Lord. But the Lord has not sent them, yet they have hope that the word may be what? Confirmed. Have you not seen a futile vision? And have you not spoken false divination? You say, the Lord says, but I have not spoken. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have spoken nonsense and envisioned lies, therefore I am indeed against you, says the Lord. In other words, they prophesied false vision. and lies because of the limitation of perception. They were, and these limitations of perception were brought by familiar spirits. They were brought by familiar spirits who like to portray themselves as the Holy Spirit. And these familiar spirits are associated with divination spirits. And it causes these individuals preying on souls to follow their ways of self-dictation. They envision false perceptions and decree them in harming God's people and bringing judgment to themselves. I get a lot of people that come up to me and tell me, yes, I'm a prophet. They'd already told me they're not. See, when you have to promote yourself, are you listening? That tells me already, because in that arena, there should be humbleness. I get people to call me all the time, yes, I'm evangelist such and such. Well, how about just give me your name, man? One thing we're not looking for is labels. Now, I do use my office as an advantage. That's to get into places sometimes to rescue souls. But it must be led by the Spirit. My name is Guy, but I'm a pastor. When people introduce me to someone or whatever, or unless somebody else introduces me, but usually most of the time when somebody asks me something, what's your name? I'll tell them my name's Guy. I say, I pastor such and such. But I'm not promoting my office. It's not my office. It's the Lord's office. Now, somebody may introduce someone as pastor or whatever. I listen, because they want to know who's the head of the flock there. Who's in charge. And that's why that is done. But when I get people that come up to me and tell me that, yes, I'm a prophet of this and that and whatever, man, any real prophet has never promoted themselves as a prophet. Anybody can move in the gift of prophecy. The Bible tells us. Everybody can move in the gift of prophecy. The problem is the people that are moving in the gift of prophecy are calling themselves prophets. That is not the office of a prophet. Are you listening? Just because I can move in the gift of prophecy doesn't make me a prophet. The prophets are the prophets of the nations. They are the prophets to the body. Are you with me? There's a difference. Other than that, anyone who starts promoting themselves as a prophet opens themselves to familiar spirits. And I see it happen all the time. And it's because they're just trying to promote themselves. And the reason for that is because of limitations of perception. They can't see it all the way through because they envision false. Is everybody okay? Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23. Is everybody there? In verse 6. What does it say? Do not eat the bread of a what? Miser. Nor desire his delicacies. For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Wait a minute. So who's trying to cause you to think or put limitations on your thoughts? Your perceptions. The enemy, right? Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words. As a person thinks, so he is. So in other words, your perceptions are going to put limitations on you, aren't they? In other words, the perception of your life. You know, these are areas that cause limitations. The first one is pride. Pride will cause a limitation of your perception. Because as a man thinks, so he what? Is. The perception of yourself by pride. The Bible says God rejects the proud but gives grace to the what? Humble, in other words, his plan, his vision. Pride has set limitations of perception of thoughts which produce false vision. Pride protects itself with the tongue. Now we know that fear protects pride, But pride protects itself with the tongue. You know, many times when we do counseling, I always, in some of our counseling, you know, there's always abuse. Somewhere along the line, whether it be verbal abuse, physical abuse, or sexual abuse. But pride will abuse with the tongue. It is called verbal abuse. People who beat up people with the tongue. The Bible says that there's life and death in the tongue. Let me tell you, one of the things that God does not like is when an individual begins to abuse his children with the tongue. And this is established by false perception or limited perceptions. And the Bible tells us that pride always goes before a fall. So pride is the number one thing that will cause an individual to become a limited perception because they cannot see. They get caught up in a moment. The only thing they want to do is hurt. Hurt with the tongue. Pride always protects itself with the tongue in hope that fear would be established. That is the number one thing that brings limitations on a person's perception. You wanna allow the devil to constantly deceive you in the area of different perceptions and limitations. Pride is the number one thing. And you know, can always find out whether walking in pride or not is if you're trying to hurt somebody with your tongue. The second one is called greed. These are areas of limitation. Go to Ephesians 4. So what's the first area where the devil wants to get limitation access to you is through what? Pride. Ephesians chapter 4. The second one I want to talk about is greed. Greed and covetousness. I look at that as the same. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17. You know, what will happen is then the enemy will, because of the limitations of perception, you'll look at an individual differently because you're perceiving something incorrect. That's where jealousy and offense and rage and regret and rejection, unforgiveness, all of those things are established by limitations of perception. Because they're perceiving it incorrectly. Verse 17. And this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as an idiot. I mean, as the rest of the Gentiles walk. In the futility of their what? Their mind. As a man thinks, so he is. Having their understanding darkened and being alienated from the life of God. Because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness and to work all uncleanliness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ or learned the anointing. And what's the anointing? The eternal presence, power, and truth. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. He said you're to put on the new man. But what is going to cause you not to put on new man? Limitations of perception. Because see, in this, the old man is still taking prominence in certain areas of your life because of how you're perceiving things. Now, by that again, it goes to the area, well, then that's putting limitations on your faith and that's putting limitations on your discernment. So you'll move out of God's time. You'll do things that God has not told you to do. You know, one of the worst things you can do is be successful in the wrong assignment. You'll come in agreement in that area where you'll perceive things, you'll judge by things, and you'll perceive them incorrectly because you can't discern them correctly. Go to Proverbs 1. Where do you think oppression is? Spirit of oppression. Man, does that put limitations on a person's life? Wow. And you got to understand that once you begin to come in agreement with these spirits, what set limitations on your perception, they're not done with you there. Remember, the devil's out to steal, kill, and destroy you and anybody else around you. In Proverbs chapter 1, in verse 10. Proverbs 1, in verse 10. Is everybody there? My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, and whole like those who go to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious what? Possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Is that greed? Cast in your lot among us, and let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its owners. 2 Timothy chapter 1. The Bible says that the love of money is the root of what? All evil. Isn't everything over money right now? I mean, look at what's going on. You talk about limitation of perception. Man, it's intense. You talk about having faith. There is none out there in the world. Only in the body. You talk about being able to discern what is of God and not of God. They can't even discern the Declaration of Independence anymore. You know, they can't even discern the Constitution. They're trying to make their own laws. I mean, this place is a mess, man. But praise God, it's fulfillment of prophecy. Hallelujah. They don't know that they're being used to fulfill prophecy. How many of y'all know time is short? You know, one of the things we were talking about today is the fear of God. When I was in the jail, we were talking about the fear of God. And one of the, you know, and I could sense that there was a mocking spirit there. And one of the things I shared, I said, you know, nobody escapes standing before God. But if you truly have a relationship with God, you stand before Him every single day. You're not waiting to go home to stand. You stand before Him every single day. Even David said, I always see the Lord before me. So we're standing before Him every day. And I shared that everybody will be accountable. And one of the guys yelled out, are you ready to see Him? You know, in a mocking way. I said, man, I've been ready for years. I can't wait to go home. I'm looking forward to going home. But I'm not going to kill myself. I want to fulfill what God has for me. So it's my responsibility to make what is unseen to become what? Seen. Because you're not fighting what you see, you're fighting what you don't see. And when we begin to remove these limitations of perception, you'll be able to see more. You'll be able to discern more. You'll know what voices of God and what voices of the devil. You'll know what is a familiar spirit and the Holy Spirit. You'll know the difference. But these limitations must be broke. And the areas where more limitations come on, man, you could be free one day and bound the next. Just by coming in agreement with the voice of the stranger and limitations. You know, His purpose is to put blinders back on us again. You know, when you go through deliverance, then you must go through self-deliverance every day. It's not a one-time event. It's continuous. You must constantly deliver yourself every single day. Because you don't realize what you pick up. Okay. What's the first thing that will bring a limitation? Pride. What's the second one? Greed. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6. Would you read it with me? Therefore I remind you to what? Stir up the gift of God which is in you through the what? Laying out in my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of what? Power and love and what? Sound mind. So the third one is fear. Fear. Coming in agreement with fear. How many of y'all know anxiousness is fear? Be anxious for nothing, but in all things prayer and supplications. Fear. One of the things that fear also produces is the area of men fear men. Fearing man, the fear of man. In other words, the fear of approval. Not able to approve. The fear of disappointment. The fear of rejection. The fear of abandonment. The fear of not getting your way. Fear. Go to Proverbs 29. It's a big, 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 big open door to limitation perceptions. Man, fear always brings a wild perception. You know, that perception, that limitation of perception always, you know, and in that fear, it's like, you know, especially when we deal in the jail, you know, guy, the first one of the areas of fear is their spouses are cheating on them. See, if that limitation is tormenting. It's a perception, isn't it? Or the fear of starting a new job. And I mean, I'm not saying that there's not going to be an area of, okay, well, you know, there's a little, man, you know, intimidation and stuff. But, you know, we have to break that stuff off. See, if that limitation of perception is broke, you're able to see. So you'll see it all the way through. And you'll go in there with peace. See, you'll see yourself working there with peace, joy, and righteousness instead of fear. Well, what if I don't do it right? Well, praise God, there's a lot of other jobs. Oh. But the Bible says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. See, now you're walking in faith. And faith is able to see. So you can see yourself doing a good job. You can see yourself doing those things. You can see yourself successful. You can see yourself free from bondage. But if those limitations of perceptions which are brought on by pride or greed or fear, you're seeing something different. You must step back sometimes and ask yourself, am I seeing what God sees? Is this what He wants me to see? Is this what He wants me to? Is this what He wants me to come in agreement with? As a man thinks, so he is. You know, and then the devil always likes to put labels on people. See, these limitations of perception in the area of fear, that people run to the doctor to try and get free from these limitations. And they put people on Ritalin and all kinds of stuff. Even in events in our life, and one of the things the devil always wants to do is molest a child, rape, whatever it is, so that he can put a perception on them, a limited perception that he's got control over them. Because now the unworthiness. And spirits open up and enter those individuals where they become homosexuals and things to that degree, or always walking in schizophrenia or whatever. And fear. See, the enemy's always trying to cause something in your life to have access to you. But it's our responsibility always to break down. Same thing with rejection. You know? People start a relationship and that they've been rejected. See, if your relationship with God is greater than your relationship with man, you won't care. See, you'll know by the fruit, your own fruit. Whether you're fear of fearing man to please man, or you're fearing God to please God. Where did I say to go? Proverbs 29 and verse 25. Proverbs 29, verse 25. Would you read it with me? The fear of man brings a what? snare or bondage. But whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. See, in this, there's that area of the fear of man. Fear of pleasing, fear of not pleasing. Some people fear of being successful because of the limitations of perception. Go to Psalm 36. Psalm 36. Oh, I guess we better start at verse 1. An oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked. There is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flatters himself in his own eyes. When he finds out his iniquity, and when he hates, the words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. Now, these are areas where you must always check yourself. Because if you're finding yourself in this fruit, manifesting these fruits, that means that you've come in agreement and the limitations of perception have been manifested. He devises wickedness on his bed and sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not abhor evil. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you what? Preserve man and what? Beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of what? Pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the workers of iniquity have fallen. They have been cast down and not able to rise. In other words, there was no fear. No fear. In other words, in this there's no fear of God. So they don't care about fulfilling vows. They don't care about fulfilling promises or commitments. These are limitations of perception caused by coming in agreement with the voice of the stranger. Now listen, in these arenas, these limitations will cause disorder and it will break down divine order. These will break down divine order. And they will bring false witness. Everybody can fall into this at any time. At any time. So the Spirit is letting us know to be careful. So when we begin to see these fruits, we can search these limitations of perception and begin to break them off of our life. Because there's life and death in the power of the tongue. Hebrews 3. Hebrews 3. Hebrews 3, and if my writing is correct, it's verse 12. Hebrews 3 and verse 12. Read it with me. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold on the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Well, it is said today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. As what? As in rebellion. For who having heard rebelled indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of what? Unbelief. Does the devil want to put unbelief on you? Amen. Amen. And these limitations of perception bring bondage, confusion, rebellion, and miss God's timing. I'm going to close at Proverbs 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Start at verse 1. Would you read it with me, please? My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and in man. You know, the Bible also tells us something else, that many will fall from the faith, taking heed to deceiving spirits, and because of that, they will set limitations of perception. He also says that individuals begin to find, they'll get itchy ears, and they'll want to find those who agree with what they believe. What they believe. And in that, the reason why they're drifting now and going and trying to find places that agree with their belief in the area of not totally correct. In other words, they're looking for an area to be able to sin. You know, you're finding churches that are agreeing with homosexuality, abortion, they're agreeing with ungodliness. They don't preach hell anymore. They don't preach this anymore. They don't preach certain things that the Bible truly says that anyone who agrees and lives that type of lifestyle will go to hell. You know, they just have their own doctrine. They use the Bible, but they only take out of it what they want. And there are those who have itching ears because they have come into the area of agreement and the limitations of perception have attached to them. So they're looking for them. See, the devil, well, you know, and it's in the area where you can go to certain places and they all believe the same thing. And it's because of limitations of perception. You can see that the enemy has accessed them. Man, I can talk to somebody and tell you what denomination they're from without them telling me. It's amazing. Because I can see their perceptions. And I know what fruit's behind it. Or what spirit's behind it, excuse me. The Bible says with the Spirit of the Lord there's what? Freedom. In verse 5. What does it say? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all of your increase. Now that is an area that can set a big limitation on people's lives. See, they really believe that what's theirs is theirs. You know, God could ask for 90% and only give you 10. But in reality, it's all His. You and I don't own nothing. We are only stewards of what He has. It says, so that your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, just as a father, the son in whom He delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness and all of her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. And happy are all who retain her. She is called wisdom. And that is a spirit. It is the Holy Spirit. Wisdom. Wisdom tells you what to do. It assists in your discernment. But He will not fight against you. See, we're supposed to serve the Spirit. The Spirit does not serve us. So He won't fight against you if you choose to turn on Him. He'll let you go. But He'll wait for you to come back and hope that you'll cry out for repentance and get rid of these limitations of perception that bring bondage, fear, frustration, anxiousness, and every other ungodly thing, to where you don't see no longer according to the Spirit, but you only look through the flesh. Your only concern is self-preservation and what's good for you instead of what's good for somebody else. Is everybody okay? This is a tactic of the enemy. Look for the fruits and begin to sever those things of limitations of perception. How do you perceive things? That's your fruit. How do I see things? How do I perceive things? Is what you're perceiving pleasing to God or not? If those things that are you're perceiving are not right, then you must search those limitations and break them. And that's associated with pride, greediness, and fear. Amen. Also covetousness. If you've given your life to Jesus, you don't have one. Amen. Use it. Learn. And let God build your house. And stop trying to build your own. And you'll find it will last and stand. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you for your word. I apply the blood of Jesus on the seed. I ask that you allow it to grow and prosper in each and every one, that it bears fruit for your glory. Lord, grant us ears to hear and eyes to see, and the discernment to discern what limitations of perceptions that have been entangled to us. And in any area where, Lord, where we've allowed it to happen, we repent and ask for your forgiveness and expose those in our life, that we may be free and allow the Holy Spirit to have access in every area, that we may fulfill your will and not our own. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.